Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGraw moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. Buford scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Demeter scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Berry reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McLean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood pinch hits for Denny McLean. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Demeter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for George Thomas. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.